Hi, this is a petition for Ciara Carr, C-I-A-R-R-A-C-A-R-R, 27-year-old African-American female. Date of birth is 12-2-1995, date of accident 9-27-2022, date of service is 9-21-2023. She is referred from South Free Physical Therapy for evaluation. The patient reports that she is having constant pain, especially when she bends down to pick up. Lower back pain, and also her right leg is and left leg is weak, and numbness and tingling on the left leg is reported. In the both hands, numbness and tingling is reported in all the fingers, and left shoulder is reported to be painful and decrease range of motions. She attributes all of these symptoms, along with headaches and PBI symptoms, to an accident that occurred on 9-27-2022 when she was a drab. She was driving a Ford truck in 2019 made pickup truck, and they were traveling on Opdyke and University Drive, and she was on University Drive and she was trying to turn to the Opdyke when the other car T-boned on the passenger side. Patient report that her whole body jumped towards the left. She cannot remember if she passed out. It happened too fast. She don't know. But she banged her head to the seat belt holder and A-beam. And the damage in the damaged car was total. The tire, the tailgate, axle, wheel, window broken. But there was no laceration fractures, no bleeding. There was a semi truck that ran red light while she was on the green, and the accident happened. The patient reported that she was not wearing a seat belt at the time of accident, and airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. An ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital or ambulance. History of physical examination, patient has the following symptoms. First, headaches, which are 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, constant front and left temple, left eyebrow is affected. The pain is behind the left eye and it is present daily, every day, off and on, and sensitive to the light and noise, but not sensitive to the nausea, vomiting. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, aura. Additional symptoms of PBI that are reported are as follows. Patient suffering from increasing dizziness, especially when she stands up, and loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares of the accident, spots in the vision, especially early in the time of a motor accident last year, but now they are much less. She denies any vertigo, loss of equilibrium. She denies seizures, loss of memory, disorientation. She denies loss of concentration. She denies any incontinence, nausea, vomiting, or blood vision. She denies any taste problem, smell problem, hearing problems other than ringing in the ear. She denies any facial problem, muscle problem, or anything else. She does have no sudden anesthesia, lightheadedness, weakness, but she reports of numbness and tingling of both hands. Difficulty walking is reported, but sitting and standing is okay. Sitting is okay, standing for 10 to 15 minutes. She is able to sleep for more than 8 hours. And there is anxiety and panic, sleep disturbance, but no depression. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from moderately severe pain in the lower back, which is radiating to the left buttock, left leg, all the way to the ankle and feet. And there are constant numbness and tingling. However, she also reports of pain in the left hip, left knee, and left shoulder, and numbness and tingling of both hands, along with weakness of the upper extremity, as well as numbness of all the 5 fingers. She has a difficult time to use her hands well because there is a difficult time to making good face. Left shoulder is also reported to be having pain around 6 and difficult time to lift more than 130 degrees of abduction. These pains are described as throbbing, sharp cramping. The severity is 6 to 9 and ADLs are 10. History of so the modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by stretching and rest. So far no MRIs are done. She went to one MRI place which the machine was broken, so no MRI have been done so far. Patient report that she has not seen a doctor even after the hospital visit. She initially went to St. Joseph Pontiac ER where X-ray and CT scan were done. Overnight she was observed and she was discharged on medication after 24 hours. She never went to the physical therapy because she had no transportation, only 1 week therapy she did, no chiropractor, no acupuncture, no other treatments. System review is completely negative, past surgery history none, no allergies. Our family history, mother is alive, no medical problem, father is alive, no medical problem, 3 siblings, 1 brother, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is married, live with her mom and 1 kid, live with mother and 1 kid who is 6-year-old boy. Current employment status, patient is caregiver and currently unemployed due to the pain. Disability none, legal history none, and patient does not drink, does not use smoke or use recreational drugs. Regarding the ADLs, patient reported that doing yard work and vacuuming are affected 10, while running, home chores, doing laundry, opening containers are affected 8. Walking, standing, and reaching into cabinets are affected 7, and cooking in the kitchen is affected 6. Physical examination, blood pressure is 133/98, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100, height 5'4", weight 170. The patient is a 27-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polynuclear. Hydration is good and patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent without using any independent adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination comes from the template. Including neurological examination that is found normal. Musculature examination. The quadratus lumborum muscle both sides is completely in spasm along with paraspinal muscles to L1 to L5. And there is a trigger points present. Other than that, rest of the muscles have a normal tone, bulk front contraction without any clonus, fasciculations, or abnormal tremors. Musculoskeletal examination reveals inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is present in both the sacroiliac joints, and paraspinal muscles bilaterally from L1 to L5 is in spasm and tender with 2 plus hypertonicity. In the range of motion, cervical spine is a normal, while forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 25. Hyperextension was not painful. and then maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain, and cervical spine, Hoffman sign, is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lermit test negative, distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative, thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, slump test is negative, lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally, and Breger test is negative, Kemp test is positive, Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender, and standing flexion test is positive, iliac compression test positive, distraction test positive, bilateral favor test is negative, Gosselin test is negative. Extremities examination. Left shoulder is found to be positive, and left upper extremity. The right upper extremity is found to be completely normal with normal carpothermal compression test and normal sensation intact. All the right upper extremity, right lower extremity is completely normal. Only on the left shoulder, left hip and left knee are found to be slightly positive. They are described separately. Please use the template to describe the normal finding of extremities on the right side. In the shoulder joint on the left, the baseline pain is around 6 out of 1 to 10. But on inspection, the shoulder is appearing normal, and on palpation, shoulder appears normal with no tenderness or any laceration or contusion. The range of motions are diminished to 130 degrees of abduction and flexion. In active motion, muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff injury. Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive. The speed test, near test is positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. And drop arm test was negative. Examination of the right hip, examination of the left hip shows that on inspection and palpation there are mild tenderness of the trochanter area, greater trochanter region with slight swelling, but no spasm, contracture, fractures are noticed. Range of motions are normal at 140 degrees of flexion and extension. External interrotation is also normal. Motor strength normal, valgus varus abnormality absent, leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign negative, Trendelberg test negative, log roll, Ali test, Thomas test are negative. The examination of the left knee reveals that there is a tenderness of the peripatellar region and also to the medial collateral ligaments with the slight swelling, and the knee appears warm and there is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. Collateral ligaments on the lateral one is normal. Motor power normal. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer not present. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis. B89.2XXT, R26.89, S09.90XA, G79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0, the left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, 75.30, 75.50, glenoid labrum tear S43.432D. Pain in the left leg M79.605, pain in the left hip M25.552, pain in the left knee M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template for Sierra card. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is advised physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on the left shoulder, left hip, and left knee, and also to the neck and the lower back, and both sacroiliac joints. Disability is ordered. Patient is found completely disabled for worse. Hospital replacement and transportation. Medications. Following medications are provided to the patient. Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Tylenol with codeine number 4, narcotic analgesic for help with the pain, improve ADLs and sleep. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club program are all yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, no MRIs have been reported done. Interventional pain procedure, none are being ordered at this moment. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records are requested released from various providers. Investigations. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered to identify the issues in the area. MRI of the brain with neurocon is ordered to identify the damage to the brain and a back brace and tense unit has been ordered for the patient for healing. Education is yes. Weight loss program, none. Disability is already discussed. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.